I'm sure that Joey, knowing me, knowing him as I do, has been at games over the last few weeks, or people working for him will have been at games. He loves football for a start. And if this has been lined up in over the last couple of weeks, I'm sure he's seen Fleetwood play. So I can say with my own knowledge of knowing him since he was a 14-year-old schoolboy footballer at Manchester City, he deserves this chance to extend his footballing career. Looks like he'll become an ex-pro now and probably retire and go straight into management. But his love of the game, his knowledge, his personality belongs in football. And it's a great opportunity for him in the Northwest, where he's so popular, where he's based. And like I say, I think it's a great appointment from the club and everybody involved. And I think immediately it brings energy and hope. And I have to say this, he's overachieved at everything he's done. I mean, he was a good schoolboy footballer and he made himself a youth player. He was a good youth player, he made himself a pro. He was a good pro, made himself a first team player. And he was a good first team player, he made himself an England international. So he's overachieved at everything he's done. His knowledge is obvious through the punditry and I think he's tailor made for management.
Joey Barton is not hands-on at the moment with the team and on the training pitch and on a match day, but he's absolutely, there's no doubt about it, will leave no stone unturned in he'll know everything about the players. He just won't have been in battle with them. And the club might just be hoping that Joey, with his leadership and his knowledge, that he'll be the one that goes yes, yes or no. But I think it'll be a collective. It won't just be Joe as soon as he goes in. Mm. But I'm pretty sure, honestly, the way I know him, that he'll know far more than about Fleetwood Town than people would believe. And I don't think he'll make too many wrong choices, if any at all.